Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies for...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio. And I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And our topic today is going to be Richard Roberts and his DUI arrest a few days ago. So we will be getting to the topic shortly. I just want to let you know that we do have a YouTube channel. And that channel is Jonah T48, and we also have another YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV. So you can go there and see our latest video, which is called Without Walls, What Happened to Without Walls, and that is a story that we have been doing for the past few weeks. Paula White Ministries owns a church in Lakeland, Florida, which is now abandoned and vandalized, broken out windows. The electricity has been turned off for non-payment of an electric bill there. So the place needs a new owner. The property is for sale, and we're hoping that someone will buy that property and turn it into a Bible school and a church, because it's really a shame that that beautiful piece of property is being vandalized, and they really need a security guard out there. Anyway, you could see our video, Without Walls, What Happened to Without Walls, and we can see that a lot of these people that preach seed faith and seed sowing and tithing, and then they can't pay their bills. So I like to say, can a man bribe God? No. You can't make God do things for you just because you pay him. It's ridiculous, and it's hard to believe that Christians can believe that they think that. And this is really what they're being taught for the most part, because they go to churches where the pastor teaches them to tithe 10% to them and then to sow seeds, which they say is money. And that if you do that, then God's blessing will be upon you and all your financial needs will be met. But that's not true. There isn't enough money in the world that you could give God to make him do something for you. It just doesn't work that way. And even if you notice Richard Roberts' television program, and he's always telling you to sow a seed and aim your seed. And they spend the whole half hour, hour, however long their program is, telling you it's all about fundraising. And they give you testimonies of miracles that people have received just because they sowed a seed to Richard Roberts' ministry. And it borders on the ridiculous. It's heresy, it's manipulation in its truest form, because in the first place, when we give, we are supposed to give from our heart because we want to help somebody. And the Christianity of today, it's all based on give money so you can get money, and do something for somebody else so you can get something back. But that's not true Christianity. It has nothing to do with true Christianity. It's a false gospel. It's another gospel, and it has been very detrimental to the body of Christ. It's nothing but miracle selling in its truest form, really. If you study history at all, you can see that throughout history, especially the Catholic Church was famous for this, and they still are, really. You could buy indulgences, and if you gave a certain amount of money to the church, and you can still do this because you can still buy masses at the Catholic Church after you're dead. Somebody could buy a mass for you, and they can pray for you to leave purgatory and go to heaven, that's ridiculous. Once you're dead, you're dead, and when you die, you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. So there's no second chance after you die for somebody to pay for prayers, but it's still being done. And they call that Christianity too, but it's not Christianity. The only true Christianity is biblical Christianity. The Bible is our guidebook. We follow the Word of God. We do what the Word of God tells us to do. We don't follow what man tells us to do, because that's how you're being led astray. And you can see that what happened to Richard Roberts this week, and it was very humiliating, I imagine, for him and his wife and his children, for him to be arrested for drunk driving. And there was a few people on the internet there saying, well, you know, you have to forgive him. Well, the thing is, this is the thing that really gets me about this whole incident, is that he was actually driving 93 miles an hour. He could have killed somebody, including himself. What is he doing out at 12:30 a.m. driving 93 miles an hour drunk? There's something wrong there. There's something wrong, and there's no excuse for that. Nobody gets in a car drunk and drives 93 miles an hour, and then the next day you're on television telling people how they can get healed and they can get delivered, and the only thing they have to do is send Richard some money, and you know, God's going to help them. Well, it's not working for Richard, apparently. The whole seed faith gospel. And I wonder to myself, really, how does he sleep at night when he knows, and he has to know it, because if he ever knew God at all, if he ever really was born again, the Holy Spirit convicts you. And we know as believers that we're not to take advantage of people. We know that we are not to tell people that if they give us money, God is going to bless them and God is going to give them miracles. And we know that because the Holy Spirit convicts us, and he tells us when we're doing the wrong thing. So I can imagine Richard Roberts probably is having some issues with being convicted by the Holy Ghost, so he has to drown it out with alcohol. And I see a comment here, something about touch not mine anointed. Well, I don't know what you mean by that, because we're all anointed, so God doesn't have any. That's another thing. Richard Roberts' prayers aren't any different than your prayers. You don't need to send Richard Roberts a seed faith gift so Richard Roberts can send you a prayer cloth So then because Richard Roberts prayed for you and because Richard Roberts signed the prayer cloth, and that means that his prayers are more important than your prayers. And so because you sent Richard $100 and he sent you back a prayer cloth, then you're going to get healed. Your prayers were not good enough. Your husband or your wife's prayers were not good enough for you. You have to run over to Tulsa. Now, this is how ridiculous it is that they want you to think that you have to run over there to Tulsa and get into a Richard Roberts miracle crusade in order to get healed. Now, Richard knows that's wrong, and Lindsay knows that's wrong, because the only person that can heal you is Jesus. And you can't put yourself up on some kind of a pedestal and make people believe that you're somebody special and then live with yourself after that. It's very, very difficult. And I know that so many people say, well, he's an anointed prophet of God. Well, the one true prophet is Jesus Christ. And if you need a word from the Lord, then I suggest that you open up your Bible and you can get all the words you want. You can get a word for yourself from the Lord. You don't need to go running to Richard Roberts. He can't even keep his own life together. The thing is, if seed faith really worked, if the seed faith gospel really worked, why did Richard Roberts lose his university? They were over $50 million in debt, something like that. And somebody named Mark Green, a businessman, he bailed out the university. He literally bought it. And Richard Roberts was kicked out, basically, as the president. And the dean there, he was once in charge of the university. And he didn't do a very good job. They were telling you, and I remember some of these TV programs when they were telling people, just send us some seed faith gifts, and God will get you out of debt. Well, they weren't out of debt themselves. They were over $50 million in debt for many, many years. Seed Faith was not working when they lost the City of Faith. Oral Roberts built an $80 million complex, over an $80 million complex there in Tulsa. It was a hospital, was supposed to be a medical school. And they couldn't keep that building either. It went bankrupt. So they lost that. And you know, in the Bible it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? For the most part, God's people have been bewitched. They've been bewitched by people like Richard Roberts, Oral Roberts when he was alive, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Paula White, and the rest of them that preach this false gospel that they cannot live by faith themselves. And the Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. So we don't, as ministers of the gospel, we don't turn ourselves into beggars and extortioners and manipulators and try to think of any kind of a gimmick to get people to send us money so we can live a lavish lifestyle. Now, during this time when, I think it was back in 2007 when Richard Roberts lost his university, they were also accused of living lavishly. I remember one time Richard saying that he bought himself a new jet because he needed a jet to jet all around to all his meetings that he was having. And I think he said he bought himself a Learjet. So he bought him, he's $50 million in debt, and then he buys himself a Learjet. Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? To me, that sounds a little bit insane. Then they were paying for their daughter to fly around in this jet, paid for her to have a vacation in the Bahamas, and saying that, billing it to the ministry. I think he bought his wife a couple of cars, including a Mercedes convertible, and they're just living it up. And meanwhile, these poor people, for the most part, middle-class people, sending them their money and believing the lie, and it is a lie, it's a bold-faced lie, this whole thing about seed faith. There's no truth in it at all. We don't give God money because God himself does not need any money. What in the world does God need money for? Does he need money? What is he going to buy with money, God? Does God need money in heaven? No, he doesn't need any money. So there's no truth into you. When you give money, when you go to church on Sunday, you know, some preachers have you hold the money up in the air and you wave it in the air and you say, oh, this is an act of worship. It's not an act of worship. What in the world is God going to do with money? He looks down on you, I think, and just thinks, what's going on here? What is wrong with my people? Money, we need money. We know we need money. We need money to pay for things because that's the means of exchange that we have. But the means of exchange that works with God is faith. And God said that he would give you whatever you needed if you asked, as long as you don't ask amiss to consume it on your lusts. Now, that's what the Bible says. My Bible, I don't see anywhere in my Bible where it says that God's telling me to give him money so that he could bless me and meet my needs. That is ridiculous. It's a lie. There's no truth in it. And it is really time for God's people to wake up. And if your pastor or whoever, I don't care who it is, what famous preacher or who it is, if they're preaching that kind of a gospel, you need to run for your life. I mean, you need to hit the door running and don't ever go back, because that is not the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that in these end times especially, there's going to be so much persecution against real believers and believers that want to follow the gospel. I see here that there is a phone call here. I want to, if you have a call, I see Skype man is calling in. If you could put your question first on the chat room, and then I'll answer the phone. Last week we had some demonic activity here in the chat room, and they also called in. So if you have a question, if you could put it in the chat room, and I'll look at it, and then I'll take your phone call, okay? Anyway, Richard Roberts himself, now he's about 63 years old, and he was once married. He's divorced. He was married to a lady named Patty Roberts, and she wrote a book after they were divorced called Ashes to Gold. Now, I've read that book. It's a very good book. I thought she did an excellent job with it. They accused her after she was divorced, and she wrote this book saying that she compared seed faith to selling indulgences, and that's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. So she was right, and she was persecuted for that after, but the book is a good book. And I would recommend it. And Richard, he joined his father's ministry when he was about 19. Now he's 63. So he's never known what it is to work a real job, work like you and I have to work, and pay his bills that way. He's always had his father's name. He was able to manipulate people, learn how to manipulate people just like his father did, all their lives with the seed faith gospel, and they lived lavishly in big houses, mansions, airplanes, and whatever their heart desired. It's wrong. You know, it's wrong. God expects us to work. If you want prosperity, get a job. It's as simple as that. And if God wants to bless you, then that's his business how he's going to bless you. But we as Christians, we're trying to lead a decent and honest life and be a testimony to the world. What kind of testimony was that for Richard Roberts to be arrested for drunk driving? And it was in all the newspapers, it was on the news. And so unbelievers say, well, look at that. You know, what good did it do him to be a Christian? He's just a drunk. So it was a terrible testimony, but it's like the Bible says, your sin will find you out. And I hope and I pray that there is a change in this man's life, because there's something very wrong. And any true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ knows that the gospel that they preach is a phony gospel. It's not a true gospel. And they need to take themselves off the pedestal that they put themselves on and put Jesus back on the throne. And if you can't be in the ministry just to be in the ministry to help people, and whether or not you earn a living or not, that should never be your motivation for ministering to people. That's not why anybody should be in the ministry. If you can't trust God to meet your needs, then you don't belong in the ministry. You don't belong begging people and all these gimmicks. It's awful. I mean, it's just an awful testimony. I can hardly stand it anymore to look at these programs that they call Christian television. And all it is constantly is begging and telling you how you're just send us some money and you'll have everything you want, no matter what it is, salvation for your children. Now you can buy salvation. Just send Richard or Morris Cirillo or Mike Murdoch, just send them a seed faith gift, and you can actually even get salvation for your children. Well, it's ridiculous, and it's sin. It's a sin, and it really, really needs to stop. And I'm so glad that God has given us this opportunity here on Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio to speak out against this, because there's so many people that are just so tired of going to church and people beating you over the head every Sunday for money and not telling you the truth. But I'll tell you what, too, is that you're responsible for yourself to read your Bible, to see what your Bible says, and to if you're not being told the truth where you're going to church, then you need to leave. But you are responsible for reading your Bible. You can't depend on some man to teach you when they don't even know what they're talking about themselves half the time. So let's just look at a few scriptures here. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, you don't really love your neighbor as yourself when the only reason you ever do anything for anybody is because you want something back. That's not really called loving your neighbor. That's called doing something out of selfishness, and that has nothing to do with Christianity. Matthew 6:1-4. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Well, you know, like those lines they make you get in sometimes when you're at a service, and they tell you to get in the line and come up with your check, and they make a big deal out of it. Well, we're not even supposed to do that. Let's look at Acts 8, verse 20. But Peter said unto them, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You can't purchase anything from God. You can't give your way out of debt. None of that. None of it works. You can't bribe God. It's another gospel. It's a false gospel. It's a gospel of selfishness, and it really is wicked. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You see where the Bible says here that you give as you purpose in your heart, not what somebody is telling you that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do it grudgingly, because that means because you have to, or of necessity, not because you have a need. That's what the word "or of necessity" means. That means not because you need something, but because you give out of a heart of love. And that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. So whose report do we believe? Do we believe the word of the Lord? Or do we believe Richard Roberts, who says, send me a seed faith gift? And then they even have the nerve to tell you, you can't buy anything from God. But then in the next breath, they're telling you to send them money so you can get something from God. Well, they speak with forked tongue. There is no truth in these people. There is no truth. And I don't know, from my own experience in the ministry, worked in full-time ministry for many years myself, and I know that we know the spirit of truth and we know the spirit of error. And if I was ever doing anything in the ministry that wasn't right, God would convict me, and I would be convicted of it, and I would know it was wrong. So these people know what they're doing is wrong, so maybe that's why they have to get drunk. Maybe that's why they have to smoke something, because they might be being convicted by God. And if you can't have a ministry and tell people the truth and have a ministry because you love people, then you need to get out of it. You need to go off TV. Just go away, please. Go away. Repent or go away, because it is such a reproach to the Lord Jesus Christ to see this foolishness that they call Christianity, which has nothing at all to do with Christianity. So anyway, I'm calling on Richard Roberts today to repent and to get his life in order and to stop preaching a false gospel of seed faith. There is no seed faith in the Bible. There is no scripture anywhere in the Bible that says seed is money. Nowhere. It is not there. It is a false. So anyway, God bless you all for tuning in today. We're just having a 30-minute program. And most of all, give your life to Jesus Christ today. If you're not born again, you need to be born again, and Jesus can change your life and give you a brand new life. The Bible says confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. And you must be born again. First, you're born of your mother, but you need to be born of the Spirit of God. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. He can forgive you and give you a brand new life today. And take your Bible out and read your Bible. Thus saith the Lord, let no man deceive you. God is not mocked. For whatever a man So with that shall he also reap. God bless you today, and thank you very much for tuning in.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, there'll be no sorrow there.